We have blown all the fireworks. We have eaten all the burgers and hot dogs. And we have gotten all the sunburns we can handle after this 4th of July weekend. Hopefully, you each had a safe and wonderful holiday. But that means it is time to stop talking about the NBA, to stop worrying about the godforsaken awful White Sox and the middling Chicago Cubs. Guys, it is time to talk about football, football, football. We are here on the Sports Cubicle, the marvelous one, Dan Marver and Paul Shivari throughout the entire show. It's Devin Tingle. I'm Mike Mercado, and we are going to take a look at something I found fun. To me, the official start of the NFL season is not the draft. It's not after the Super Bowl. It's all year long because the NFL never ends. But 4th of July weekend really, to me, is the beginning of that. It's kind of like St. Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day in the United States, where baseball, even though it's spring training and pitchers and catchers are reporting, you start thinking about it. Post NCAA tournament, we're thinking about all these different things. And to me, 4th of July on the sports calendar is we're going to finish off baseball and the NFL is starting training camp. So that means it is time to become degenerates and see what the betting lines are for this upcoming bear season. And the information we're going to give today comes to us from ESPN Sports Betting. And these lines are courtesy of Caesars Sportsbooks. And I'm going to go through some of these big acquisitions, some of these key losses, and some of these over-unders. But before we get to that, Devin, as we get closer to the Bears going to training camp, are you feeling a little optimistic? Do you have a little bit of excitement? Is it trepidation? Where are you with the 2023 Chicago Bears heading into the season?
Well, right off the bat, I don't think they'd have to try to be worse than they were last year. So I think right off the bat, we're going to have a better season. And the games were entertaining last year, even when they were losing. So if they can actually win, you know, seven games or so, imagine how entertaining those seven games are going to be here. We got Green Bay, who lost their, you know, star franchise quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. And I'm sorry, Jordan Love is not that great. Watch, he'll, you know, throw seven touchdowns opening week against the Bears and maybe meet those words. But for now, I'm going to stick that Jordan Love is just not this, you know, great quarterback. He's not going to be anywhere close to Aaron Rodgers, maybe in Aaron Rodgers' rookie year or first season, we'll say. We'll see. But definitely a little bit more optimistic than most, Mercado. I will give it that much. The Bears, as much as I'm like, yeah, maybe we should lose her some more picks, it's like, no, let's get this ball rolling here.
So to kind of give you a preview of what we were looking at last season, because there's been some time already at this point, and there's been a lot of excitement because we've had the draft, they've had the acquisitions, and there is some stuff going around the division. I think people kind of forget how bad last season really was. And just as a reminder, the Bears in 2022, their win total was projected at 5.5. They finished with a 3-14 record. They were 5-11-1 records against the spread, and they were on team overs, 10-7 tied second. So not a good showing by last year's Chicago Bears. But if we're taking a look ahead in 2023, the 2023 win total is 7.5. The odds to make the playoffs are at plus 175, that's tied 21st. And the odds to win the Super Bowl at plus 5,000, that's tied 20th. So actually, when I was in Vegas for my brother's wedding, I did put some bets in for the Bears over, the Bears to win the division, and for Justin Fields to win MVP. Those are the ones that had the most juice for it. Obviously, like the division win for the Bears, there wasn't a lot of squeeze to that bet. I think a lot of people believe it's going to be Detroit, it's going to be Minnesota, it's going to be Chicago. Like, it's up in the air. I think most people just agree it's not going to be Green Bay at that point. But there is some numbers I want to take a look at, and that is the Justin Fields under 875.5 rushing yards. So one thing that I've noticed a lot is the love for Justin Fields. Let me ask you this, Devin, like, if you're a Bears fan, if you're a homer, if you're somebody who thinks, like, okay, they can actually make some noise, if you're ever going to bet Justin Fields to do and have one of these spectacular seasons like Jalen Hurts, like Joe Burrow, like Justin Herbert, where on his rookie contract, few years into the offense, if he's going to become an MVP, it's got to be, this is the scenario where it happens, right?
I mean, yes, I guess either it's within the next few years for sure here. Is Justin Fields the MVP type caliber?
You're having hesitation on that. Is Justin Fields a MVP caliber quarterback? Not what you've seen or maybe glimpses you have seen, but if you had to put, we're talking about overs and unders and against the spread, if you had to put a dollar on it, is Justin Fields the talent there MVP level?
I don't think so. And honestly, I hate to say, as much as you said, forget about everything you've just seen, I got to go back to what we're seeing last year there. And it's like, definitely the Bears have made some moves. It looks like, oh, we're going to try and build an offensive line. oh, we're going to try and build a defense so, you know, if Fields can score, you know, three touchdowns, we didn't lose by 4.5. You know, and that's what I'm saying here. But just, I personally, I don't think this, I mean, I know you put some money down, good on you, but I don't think this is the year Fields is going to become the MVP. Crazier things have happened, though. But honestly, I just, I don't see, is here's the thing. It's like, is Fields the franchise quarterback for the Bears? Yes. We finally have a good one after our last, what, 3.5 got us, what, for the Super Bowl 1 playoff appearance? Maybe 2?
You could have also said over the last 100 years. So.
Last 100 years. Yeah, there's some different numbers there. I feel like Fields, he's the franchise quarterback, and the fans actually like him, which is crazy because it doesn't matter who the quarterback is in Chicago. You're going to get hated no matter what. So we'll just kind of see where it goes here. But personally, I don't think Fields is going to be MVP this year. I'd put $1 down.
Very good. No, I think it's a coherent, and I think it's a very logical opinion about it. I think it's one of these things, like, if you're looking for the unexpected to happen, if you're looking for the good odds, you know, like, you can easily bet Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. You start naming on lists, and you're like, yeah, of course you can name them. But if you're trying to make money, if you're trying to, like, think outside of the box, if you're trying to be the guy who has the crazy pick, it's somebody like Justin Fields.
Okay,
like,
Paul.
Yeah, it's somebody like that, though, who it's the trajectory for Justin Fields, I feel, is one of two ways. It's going to be a very frustrating, long career where people are always trying to tap that potential, or he's top tier, top 10, top 15 in the league. I don't think there's going to be a middle ground. I don't think you're going to have a Derek Carr in this situation. I don't think you're going to have a Ryan Tannehill. Like, I think this is going to be a guy where he's either up there with Lamar, or he's down there with name your quarterback playing for X team. Like, I think this. Trevor Lawrence is a better passer than Justin Fields. What else does Trevor Lawrence do better than Justin Fields? They're both supreme athletes. They both run the ball well. I think Trevor Lawrence is a better-minded quarterback. Like, he's picked it up faster. But I don't think that there's this huge gap between the two quarterbacks.
Other than being a better passer, I will agree with you there. Because as we all know, Justin Fields doesn't exactly throw the ball the best, I guess. Yeah. And, of course, with guys like DJ Moore, it'll be very interesting to see. Because I keep seeing this thing on Facebook. Oh, can you imagine how good DJ Moore would be with an elite quarterback? It's like, is Fields an elite quarterback? Yeah, but is he an elite passer?
Yeah, it's a good point.
And that's the thing I'm going to get to here. And we're just it's very iffy to see here. But, again, let's just take a look, though, at some of the rushing quarterbacks in the league right now. Like, how many playoff appearances have the Ravens made with Lamar Jackson? Superior athlete, but they haven't made a Super Bowl appearance since then. I think they've made, what, once or twice? And have they got – they haven't really
so
got –
So they've made some playoff runs, but, right, they've never been – like, Lamar Jackson hasn't been to the Super Bowl.
Or let alone the AFC Championship game.
Right, but you would say that, like, they're a perennial contender. Because they have Lamar on their team, right?
Yes,
because Lamar is a quarterback that's on that level.
Yeah, I'm not crapping on Lamar or anything. Right. I mean, a lot of people online really like to mess with Lamar Jackson. I'm like, why? I'm like, he's actually really good. If he was on a different team, oh, just imagine how phenomenal that guy would be. And you'd be loving him like he's Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes here. But that's just my thing here. It's like, if we look at the history of rushing quarterbacks, you know, it's like, does Michael Vick have a Super Bowl ring? You know, Lamar Jackson, I'm saying he has not ever once played in an AFC Championship game, let alone Super Bowl, obviously, here. I mean, Colin Kaepernick was, he started off rushing really good, and he did lose the Super Bowl, but he kind of fell really hard. And again, he had a really bad 49ers team around him towards the end of his career here. Mm. But again, it's like just the rushing quarterback can only get you so far here. And as I did prove with a guy like Colin Kaepernick, yeah, you can go to the Super Bowl. You can go to the Super Bowl, absolutely.
They could have won. I mean, Jalen Hurts, if he didn't play the greatest team of his era, probably wins a Super Bowl after being kind of ridiculed and almost in the same kind of path that Fields is on. So I think you're onto something. I think it's still so much of the unknown. And this conversation is a fun conversation to have in July. Things will change come September, October, November, December. Like, we'll have a better idea of what can actually happen with this team. And this all comes down to Justin. This all comes down to Fields. We're going to get to, I think, Fields and the rest of the pack of the quarterbacks in a second, because I think that's a fun conversation to have. But why don't we talk about this really fast? Key draft picks, Darnell Wright. I think that's a huge one. It seems like they found themselves a starting tackle, even if it's on the right side, for the next decade.
Well, if you want to know something funny, I was Googling before this. I Googled Darnell Wright, and the first thing that pops up is Darnell Wright any good? Which is kind of a bit of a red flag
here. That's Bears fans looking up. Yeah.
But as we all know, Mercado, it's not that I don't like Darnell Wright. It's I don't like what happened to get him.
That's fair. There's a lot when you're looking throughout the context of that draft. But I do think they looking back at it now, It's not as sexy as getting Jalen Carter, but I think it was the right move for this team.
Sure, whatever you got to tell yourself to help yourself sleep at night.
We'll find out in about 3 years
We will, yes.
Yeah. You know, Dexter coming in to play defensive tackle, that is their biggest weak point. When we talked about Jalen Carter, that's why it hurts so much. They don't have a defensive line. They are going to get eaten up by the run game, and they're going to give up a lot of big plays. Even though I think their secondary is awesome from Brisker and Gordon, like, I think they have a phenomenal linebacking and secondary crew.
After having one of, like, the worst secondaries for how many years?
But while having a good defensive line,
exactly,
it's the opposite now, and it's going to hurt this team. But let's go do key additions, because I think this is really important. DJ Moore completely changes your entire offense, because all of a sudden Darnell Mooney and all these guys get put in the right spot, and now you're not relying on Chase Claypool, which is a big thing because we don't know the X factor that is it, good or bad. But you bring in Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards. Right away, your linebacking crew might be the best in the division. Right there, top tier. Nate Davis, a starting guard for your depth. You know how much of a rotating door it is on your offensive line. You got to do whatever it takes to protect and make sure you accentuate what Justin Fields does right. And this is one of those moves. Robert Tonyan is another one that does it. And Deontay Foreman. So I think they put depth in a lot of places that they needed to. And I want to read this really fast. This is for favorite futures for 2023. This, again, coming to us from ESPN Sporting Betting. And this is specifically from Tyler Fulham. I'm a big believer in what the Bears have done to help Justin Fields take his game to the next level. Acquiring DJ Moore gives Fields a proven number one receiver and allows Darnell Mooney to slot into a more appropriate role as a number two receiver. Robert Tonyan joins Cole Kmet at tight end, and Chicago has a deep stable of running backs and an offensive line that should have improved ability and depth. He also writes, I believe Justin Fields is the most talented QB in the division by a wide margin. If I had to play the win total right now, I would lean over. So there is some, from at least the betting people, the Sharks, there is some optimism. But it all comes down to Justin Fields, right? What is the two things he brought up? Offensive line and DJ Moore. The two things that are going to help Justin Fields. So why don't we go through this, Dev? Here on the Sports Cubicle, we're enjoying post-4th of July, which means the NFL is around the corner. It's the Marvelous One, Dan Marver and Paul Shavari throughout the entire show. Devin Tingle joining me, Mike Mercado, as we are looking at some futures and some Bears conversation. Hopefully you guys all had a safe holiday. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. You're on YouTube. Check out our ugly mugs. We're at the Sports Cubicle. Everywhere else at Sports from the Couch. And of course on SoundCloud at WCPT8. 20 if you would like to see the entire show. Patrick Mahomes 1. Easy, right? Josh Allen 2. Joe Burrow 3. Justin Herbert 4. Aaron Rodgers 5. Lamar Jackson 6. Jalen Hurts 7. Trevor Lawrence 8. Kirk Cousins 9. Dak Prescott 10. Tua Tagovailoa 11. Matthew Stafford 10. Deshaun Watson 13. Derek Carr 14. Geno Smith 15. Jared Gard 16, Daniel Jones 17, and coming in at number 18 on this list from a very awesome, reputable sports at PFF, Sam Munson, is Justin Fields. I think this is disputable already. This was made in May, late May. He's top 20, we agree on already. He's higher than some of these dudes on
that
list.
Better than Daniel Jones.
Let's go through it.
Unless I'm missing something.
Yeah, no, let's. So this is what he wrote. Justin Fields. Fields won himself a starting job last season with almost no help around him. New general manager Ryan Poles stripped the roster of talent around him, and Fields was able to emerge as one of the most dynamic players in the league. His passing is still very much a work in progress, but last season his primary targets were tight end Cole Kmet and speedster Darnell Mooney. This is a huge year for Fields to show what he can do with more help. So let's go up the list then. He's better than Daniel Jones.
Yes.
And I think the Bears, even though Daboll, I think, is a really good coach, I think the Bears are better than the Giants right now.
Absolutely.
At least offensively, which is crazy to say. Jared Goff, look, I don't think Jared Goff is a scrub. I don't think he's a scrub. I just think Jared Goff is Jared Goff.
I think Jared Goff, coming to Detroit, he found a system that works for him. Mm-hmm. And it really shows here. Because, again, as much as he says, and I'm not going to quote word for word what he said, but he said a phrase, I wish I won that bleepin' Super Bowl, which I think anyone who lost the Super Bowl would say. But it's definitely, I think he needs the right coach and the right system here. When the Rams kind of, you know, made a little changes, I think that really messed up Jared Goff here. And, of course, we're seeing, you know, with a quarterback like Matthew Stafford, they did great. But once he got injured, that team went to, you know, doo-doo land. But definitely, I think Goff fits in Detroit, and I think he might actually be a little bit under two on that list.
Yeah, that's a really good it's a really good observation. Something that he, along with Justin, he has to prove himself this season that absolutely. It wasn't a fluke, that it's something serious. Geno Smith earned the right to be on this list at 15.
Yeah.
Again, you got to show it. Veteran that's been in the league, but Seattle's a heck of an organization. He's got crazy weapons over there. So I'm not upset of it, but I think Justin is in that range. Derek Carr? Okay.
Where's Paul?
Yeah, I know. Although in New Orleans, it's going to be interesting to see him there. Deshaun Watson. If this was Deshaun Watson the year before he got suspended in the playoffs when he lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, yeah. The Deshaun Watson I've been watching play football?
No.
Justin Fields is a better quarterback with a better future than Deshaun Watson. Then we get to the part of the list where I'm super sus. I'll keep Stafford there. Tua Tagovailoa at 11 is over Justin Fields.
He's at 11?
Think about this, and this is where we can leave it at, because I think the top 10 is the top 10. You can argue about Kirk Cousins and Dak and Trevor Lawrence, whatever, but the biasness against Chicago Bears football. Let's take Chicago out of it, because I want to take away my homerism. The bias against Bears football, and their, rightfully so, their lack of quarterback development. If Justin Fields was playing for the Miami Dolphins, San Francisco 49ers, New Orleans Saints, there would be as much hype, if not more, than Trevor Lawrence as in Jacksonville. But because he wears the navy and orange and plays for an organization that's never had a credible modern-day quarterback, there is more doubt and skepticism on Justin Fields than there is any other young quarterback in this league. There's not going to be as much scrutiny on CJ Stroud and Bryce Young than there is on Justin Fields to this day, and I stand by that statement.
Personally, I don't think there's a Chicago bias because, again, the Chicago Bears were the first football, well, one of the first NFL teams, I should say. And if anything, haven't you kind of noticed how the Bears, they seem to get a lot more coverage than they should, even when they're playing, like, you know, trash. Like, gosh, how many, like, we had some, like, games, we had some, you know, big primetime games we shouldn't have had during the Mitch Trubisky era. I mean, granted, we had Cutler forever, but still, it's like, well, Cutler was hated because of his attitude here, but a guy like Mitch Trubisky can't even play well. At least the media knew how to play nice with him. And the thing about Justin Fields is he's very entertaining. He's very liked. He's very cool. That's one thing. He appeals to kids. He's got that Patrick Mahomes factor. All these little boys want to start curling their hair now just like him.
And they want to look like him, and they want to wear one, and they want to wear all the equipment that he does and all the swag. But I do believe, because this is a charter franchise that has a huge market in Chicago, but all this city knows and all lazy pundits know how to do is say, running back and linebacker is Chicago. Bears yes. defense, Bears weather, and they don't know how to evaluate. Neither do we, as local sports fans and pundits. We don't know how to evaluate a quarterback in Chicago.
I will agree with you on that one here, because my God, I'll never forget the playoff year where Cutler got hurt and people were blaming Caleb Haney for them losing the playoffs. Your third stringer's playing. Shut the you know what up.
Let us know your thoughts. Don't shut up on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV. Let us know your thoughts on this conversation. And of course, we're on YouTube at the Sports Cubicle. Everywhere else at Sports from the Couch. And of course, on WCPT SoundCloud at soundcloud.com, WCPT 820. Check out our friends over at Sheets and Giggles. I know that the stars were filling with fireworks, keeping our poor puppies up, as well as ourselves. But you could have been in style. You could have done it in comfort. You could have got a good night's sleep by visiting our friends over at Sheets and Giggles, checking out the amazing eucalyptus mattress and sheeting. You can use our promo code, the Sports Cubicle, Sports from the Couch, for 15% off your next purchase. For the marvelous one, Dan Marver, for Paul Shavari, for Devin Tingle, I'm Mike Mercado.